Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Billy Embody, coming at you with a solo recruiting pod on this Wednesday, May 7th. So I hope you guys enjoy it. We will be back later this week with more live Talk of Champions, but wanted to share some general thoughts on what's next for Ole Miss recruiting in the 2026 class, in particular, as coaches get on the road and see prospects across the country. And whether you're a diehard recruiting follower and follow every move, it's always good to know where these guys go each and every day, see their top priorities, or whether maybe they don't end up seeing somebody during the spring or those other evaluation windows. But whether you're a diehard recruiting fanatic or you are the more casual follower, we want you to be at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. Sign up for just $1 today and join us. But we are also powered by, of course, our friends at Riverland Roofing. They power everything we do at the Ole Miss Spirit on Talk of Champions. Give them a call, 662-644-4297 today, or go to riverlandroofing.com. We appreciate all they do for us. Let's dive in here to some Ole Miss recruiting tidbits. And one of the biggest things that we learned early this week is that Ole Miss is now a serious player for Luke Sorensen, one of the top tight ends in the country. He's being recruited by Ole Miss, got USC, he's got Nebraska, he's got Penn State, he's got all sorts of programs coming after him. But the Rebels hosted him on campus last weekend. They were able to get him and his family to Oxford. And this is a recruitment that I feel like they have made a move in. And I believe I mentioned it on Monday's show with Ben Garrett, but do want to reiterate, Ole Miss has made itself a serious player in this recruitment for Luke Sorensen. And I think part of the reason why is just the way they coach ball over in Oxford, Mississippi. They've really done a nice job of conveying that to the family, showing the plan for development that they're going to have for him. And that's something you can get at various programs, and Penn State, of course, is in there, and they just had Tyler Warren come out, a really, really good prospect and one of the best players in the country this year. But Ole Miss has also done a really nice job playing a multitude of tight ends and different styles with guys like Daquan Wright, coming back. They brought in Luke Haas, they had Caden Prescorn this year, and so they were able to really show the opportunity that a guy like Luke Sorensen, 6'4", 230, can have in this offense with his, size to play in the box and block and be a significant player in the run game, but also his ability to get out and catch passes. I think he's a really, really well-rounded tight end. And, if you're watching on our YouTube channel, I picked the wrong one to show just one clip and done, but we'll have some more highlights up here. But I think Chad Simmons, talked with him, and he's getting closer and closer to a decision. And he spoke with him on Monday and caught up with him at out in California. Rough life Chad is living, but Ole Miss has really made the big move there. And he dropped a little scoop on the Ole Miss Spirit, about Luke Sorensen and where he feels like the Rebels stand with him. And so when you look at his recruitment, he's somebody that Ole Miss is really trending in a right direction for. I think getting his mom in town last time he came to Oxford for spring practice, it was just him and his dad. His mom got to be around the program, got to you know, see more of what Lane Kiffin and his staff are really, you know, preaching and coaching when it comes to tight ends and what they can do with him in this offense. He plays in a more traditional pro style tight end lineup a lot of the times there for Servite, which is a storied program out there in California, but they do like to split him out a little bit as well and, you know, showcase him in the passing game. But I think in Ole Miss's offense, you're looking at somebody that can be a little bit of a mismatch nightmare for opposing coaches to have to deal with, just because he's so rugged. And somebody brought up this on the message board at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. His ranking, you know, 41st tight end nationally on three's industry ranking. Tight ends are really hard to evaluate. You know, Mason Taylor was not highly rated. I even went and saw Mason Taylor play live in person when he was coming out of high school. And he was somebody that really wasn't used much by his offense. And you kind of watched him and he was just kind of like rugged, you know, traditional tight end. And it's kind of sexy nowadays to be the Kyle Pitts, or some of you may remember Eric Gilbert, who was this freak show tight end coming out of high school a few years back. And they either don't have the physicality to help in the run game, or they, you know, find out that the level of competition is just too much. They're not as refined route runners as they need to be. And there's all these different things that go into scouting tight ends. And sometimes you even get wide receivers that end up bulking up and putting on weight, you know, like offensive linemen do, that end up being the best tight ends. You know, they have that wide receiver skill set, but they have a little bit of nasty and they add a little bit of size, and all of a sudden they're 6'4", you know, 245 pounds, and they can run and they can catch and they've got ball skills. So it's a tough position to evaluate. And, you know, truthfully, the league that Servite's in California has not necessarily had the greatest run lately of producing prospects, but Servite is one of the top talent, like as far as prospects recruited in that state. You know, they're just one of those name brands in California, but their league that they play in has not necessarily done that well lately when it comes to producing players that end up producing. But Luke Sorensen's getting recruited by the who's who of college football, and Ole Miss is a team that has really made a nice move for him. So I like his ruggedness, I like his physicality. And now it's about Ole Miss getting him across the finish line here as he moves closer to a decision. You can catch the full story on Luke Sorensen at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. Sign up for just $1 today. Make sure you do that and join us over there. But the Rebels did have him in town and just kind of want to go a little bit more in depth on him and you know, address kind of where his recruitment stands. We did see Ole Miss pick up a transfer quarterback on Tuesday as well. So this was a big story that came, I would say kind of came out of nowhere in a sense, but May Luaki Smith, Oklahoma State transfer quarterback. He started the last two games of the year for the Cowboys, committed to Ole Miss. He signed with the Rebels. He was really brought in to be another depth piece for Ole Miss at the quarterback position. And we really saw Lane Kiffin and his staff go out and prioritize this. And when you have Austin Simmons at quarterback, you don't know for sure what you have. There's no doubt about that. But you also have a player in AJ Maddox who got banged up in spring. We don't know the severity of his injury. You bring in Trinidad Chambliss, who's a Ferris State quarterback transfer, who's a D2 All-American, and you needed one more. So they get another piece of insurance, bringing Smith in. He went 44 of 74 passing for 489 yards, 2 touchdowns, 4 interceptions in limited action this year. And so he will have, I believe, 4 years of eligibility remaining because he redshirted. I think that was kind of the deal this year. So, he's a true freshman, played in 4 games. So this is a really like cagey move by Ole Miss to bring him in and address the quarterback position. And, you know, Lane Kiffin must have seen a little bit of something. He made his start against Texas Tech. He became the first true freshman to start at quarterback for Oklahoma State since Garrett Rangel started at Kansas in 2022. Finished that game 26 of 35, 316 yards, two touchdowns and an interception, plus a rushing touchdown. I believe they lost that game, though. I think that's what I saw. But it was a something that probably popped off in Lane Kiffin's mind, Charlie Weiss Jr.'s mind, Joe Judge's mind, that, hey, all right, we see a little bit of something here. Let's get a quarterback on the roster. Remember, they brought in Pierce Clarkson. Didn't work out. He's out the door. He's gone. And Walker Howard moved on this offseason as well. So they needed to address the position. They do that with Smith. I like him. You know, long term, I don't think this is a he could battle and be your backup. He redshirted last year. It's not like they have to save that. He could be, you know, insurance. He could be a lot of things. He can come here and really just pan out and long term, you know, come in after Austin Simmons and be the guy. I mean, maybe we've seen crazier things with some of these Big 12 quarterbacks that transfer around a little bit, especially like Oklahoma, Oklahoma State when Oklahoma was in the Big 12, Texas Tech, you know, guys like that. He's intriguing. I think that's the best way to put it. So they bring in somebody who adds some depth, adds some, you know, just more competition at the quarterback room. And he's played at, you know, a high level in college football. And that's hard to get in the transfer portal with quarterbacks. So Lane Kiffin stashing away another one there by bringing in Smith. Do want to remind you guys about our friends at My Perfect Franchise. Andy Ludeke can help you navigate the franchise process. Give him a call, 404-973-9901, or email him, Andy, at myperfectfranchise.net. We're doing a contest on the Ole Miss Spirit Guess That Franchise. You can get 3 months of the Ole Miss Spirit for you know, free, tossed in, if you guess the right franchise. And of course, Andy Ludeke chiming in on the board as well. So make sure you check that out for our members. It's on the board there, and you can play the game that Andy wants you to play and learn more about the franchise world. Go to myperfectfranchise.net for more information. Reach out to him today and learn how you can change up your life, change what you're doing, change your whole family's trajectory monetarily as well, and maybe even find a new passion. So that's what Andy Ludeke can help you with on the franchise front. All right, we're going to dive into the weeds now of recruiting. And to kind of reset you guys as far as this time of year, Ole Miss has gotten a couple commitments lately. They've got Demarius Yates that they brought in. They got him committed over the weekend. They've had a little bit of a buzz around some of their top targets. They obviously flipped Isaiah Williams. We talked about that last week. Or earlier this week about his flip last week. But now they're in a position where it's May 7th. We're recording this, the Ole Miss Spirit. And you have a slew of official visitors that are going to start rolling in May 30th, June 6th, June 13th, June 20th. And this is where the class is going to take off potentially. And the coaches are out scouring the country. They're out seeing their top targets. They're teeing up official visitors. They're doing all the things that a coaching staff should be doing right now when it comes to navigating the recruiting window. And Lane Kiffin can't go out there. The head coaches can't go out there in the spring, which I just think it's kind of silly at this point. But it does give the head coaches a little bit of time to get out and get on the road doing some of those Grove Collective things that Lane's been doing and not have to worry about all of that. But overall, you've got a window here where the staff has a chance to tee up their 2026 official visits, see them, show them their priority, and then they also are extending new offers in the 2027 class. We've also seen some new offers go out in the 2026 class, and I want to highlight a couple of them because these are those guys that the staff has dove in on. They feel like they can make a move with, and they're getting them on campus in the near future in some cases and making those next steps. And one of them is actually a tight end. So it's intriguing, the timing on this. I think Ole Miss wants to take two tight ends in this class. But Braden Fogle out of Lexington High School in Mansfield, Ohio, is one of the best tight ends in the country. He is somebody that is, I would say, well down the line of his recruiting process right now. He's got a few official visits in mind, and he also at the same time is still open, which is really, really good to know for Ole Miss. Kind of talking with sources about this offer is that he's open to it. You know, that was one of the things where Ole Miss doesn't want to necessarily jump in and make this move and upset the apple cart and do all those things when they have somebody that is kind of trending in the right direction with Luke Sorensen. And instead they go out and they offer Braden Fogle, big 6'7", 225 prospect going into his senior year. He had almost 800 yards receiving and was going to challenge for one of the top tight end spots in the country out of the state of Ohio as well.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And Fogle has an official visit to LSU. He has Georgia, Michigan after him. He's a key name for the Rebels now in this 2026 class to keep an eye on. He's top 10 tight end nationally, so don't sleep on this one. Auburn, Michigan State are still in there as well, but he is really somebody to keep an eye on now that he's been offered. And the Rebels have made, I think, a nice early impression here. I'm not saying put him on commit watch or do all that, but he did get an offer. He is one that I wanted to kind of highlight there just right off the bat with the coaching staff going and seeing him and extending that offer. So keep an eye on that one as his recruitment begins to unfold. And then Raheem Floyd is another one that has emerged on the radar for Ole Miss out of the St. Louis area. And I'm not going to show his profile because he's pretty under the radar, but he goes to East St. Louis. He's 2027. He's somebody that has really jumped up into the mix there, but they also went out and they offered another 2026 prospect. I'm trying to find his name. I thought Raheem was the one there for a second. The Ole Miss staff is going out, and it was Luke Bell. Sorry, Luke Bell, the Texas Tech commit that has been offered. They've offered a kind of a handful of corners and DBs here as of late during the recruiting window. But Luke Bell is a Texas Tech commit who's really flown under the radar. And from what I kind of gather, they've gone out and offered him. He was injured, I think, this year because his highlight reel is only 5 games long and it was shared after the season. So I assume he was injured. Texas Tech got him on board early on in January after being one of the first teams to offer him. He only has a handful of offers, but Ole Miss put him on the radar squarely as somebody who could be a big riser. And this is why you go out and you evaluate players in person. I mean, this is prime example. And maybe sometimes you offer a kid and it ends up being a camp offer, and you got to come in and you got to earn it, show it, and do all those things. But Luke Bell is somebody I now at least circle and keep an eye on here as the spring unfolds. See if he gets to Oxford, see if he entertains the staff. And then they also went out and they offered another kid that I'm really looking forward to going out and seeing here locally for me, Malik Bracey out of Argyle, Texas. He is, as you can see, just ranked by rivals at this point, and somebody that the Rebels are keeping a close eye on here. But I've kind of heard from talking with sources that he's becoming a top target and quickly rising up the ranks for Ole Miss. So keep an eye on him as he goes through the process and maybe sets an official visit. He told me that he's still kind of navigating that official visit process of locking them in and doing all of those things. Malik Bracey is somebody to keep an eye on now as the Rebels have jumped in there with the likes of Oklahoma State, Cal, a couple others. He's got the size, 6'1", 190, so really impressive, just physically how he looks. So he's somebody to certainly keep an eye on there for Ole Miss. But As they go through the spring recruiting window, they're not just focused on the secondary. I know we've talked a lot about the secondary in this podcast, you know, just looking at, you know, kind of the guys that they've offered, you know, a couple of new guys that they've offered, but the offensive line is somebody that is a position that John Garrison has really gone out and prioritized. And Kamari Blair is one of the prospects that he went out and saw. I think Ole Miss had a great unofficial visit with him earlier this spring. He's not far from Oxford, you know, being in the state of Tennessee, plays for Kirkwood High. He is an on 300 prospect. On three is really high on him. Top 250 overall prospect, top 25 offensive tackle nationally. Looks like he checks the boxes from a physical makeup perspective. And I could see him being in this class. And I'm going to drop my updated class prediction piece later this week, maybe I guess today's Wednesday already. So looking at probably Thursday for it, but he is somebody I'm thinking about putting on there. I want to do a little bit more research on kind of where things stand with him and just kind of the behind the scenes, maybe where the Rebels are at. But every time I talk with him, it just seems like he had a great time. He's probably going to set in an Ole Miss official visit if he doesn't already. South Carolina is a program that he's got an official visit set for. Florida State is right in the mix there as well. But you could tell John Garrison's really prioritized him, and they've made a big impression on him each time they've gotten him on campus. So he's somebody to keep an eye on for sure as he goes through the recruiting process. And they were by to see him earlier this spring. And so we'll be keeping a close eye on Kamari Blair. And then also you've got Charles Humphrey out of Bearden High School in Memphis, who's right up the road. He's a big riser this spring. I flipped on the tape of him and came away impressed. I think he's kind of in that perfect mold of doesn't have a ton of weight on him, can add that weight to him and not necessarily look out of place, you know, not look fat or anything like that. But he's a really intriguing prospect that on three has kind of moved up into that potential four-star range. And Ole Miss went out and saw him and checked in on him. I think he's trending in the right direction to maybe set an official visit and get him on campus and really show Oxford to him a little bit more. Mississippi State has a prediction in for him. So that is kind of driving the on three RPM for him. The Bulldogs do have an official visit set with him, and he's somebody that, you know, you've got to keep an eye on for Ole Miss though, because he's been to Oxford for an unofficial visit. And again, this is where if they can squeeze in an official visit, maybe make an impact in this recruitment, they will make that move in that recruitment. So Charles Humphrey is also being recruited by Virginia Tech, Cincinnati. He's got that last official visit that June 20th weekend set for Mississippi State, but keep an eye on Ole Miss. See if they can make a move here. They did go out and see him, and that's something to certainly keep an eye on as the spring unfolds. Because, I mean, the nice thing is with my offensive lineman, I want to see him play both sides of the ball. I want to showcase their athleticism. And so Charles Humphrey really looked the part from what I've seen, and could be a big riser this spring on Ole Miss's board. But even if he's not, I mean, the offensive line group is something that really excites me with Ole Miss, the way they've been able to push for these top targets and really put them in position to be able to maybe take their pick of a lot of these guys. There's a couple blue chippers that, you know, they're swinging for that it's a harder position to be in as a whole. But overall, man, you've got to really be high on where Ole Miss sits when it comes to the offensive line group. And Ben Garrett and I talked about it on Monday's podcast, just how well they've done spreading out who all they're recruiting, who they're after. And, you know, this is that time of year where you're going to really start to see the board not necessarily shift too much when it comes to, okay, we're going to rank this guy, that guy, and change it a bunch. But you're going to see these players make their decisions on official visits and Ole Miss prioritize guys as far as who else they want to get in here. And one name that I want to try to pronounce again, but I'm going to try to keep it simple here, but Tyler Chukwuma out of Douglasville, Georgia, South Paulding. He is another 2026 offensive lineman that I feel like Ole Miss is really in strong position for. The Rebels are right at the top with him. They've got an official visit that is set. He's going to be one of the top targets for Lane Kiffin and his staff just overall. And the reason why is he's a developmental guy, I think. You know, I think he can play maybe all five positions on the offensive line, and that's great. But he also can add a lot more mass to his frame and then be somebody that long-term turns into a multi-year starter. And Ole Miss has done a good job in this recruitment being out in front early and also being one of the top teams. You know, you look at his list and it doesn't really jump out at you overall. I mean, it's not a list that you're sitting there and saying, oh my gosh, this is the end all be all by any means, but he really does have some nice tools. I love the way he can run. And I know that sounds funny with offensive linemen, but you can really see some of the athleticism on these offensive linemen with their ability to move their legs and not make it seem so robotic, seem so rigid. Tyler Chuckium really just seems to have the movement skills to be a high-end offensive lineman. I don't know how. I mean, I guess I know how, but I don't understand why University of Georgia isn't on this kid, you know, like hard and trying to get him to come to Athens. But Ole Miss has emerged as a favorite here. They've got an official visit lined up. Also got Cincinnati, Minnesota, and UCF on that list. So an intriguing list of programs that are after him. And we'll be keeping a close eye on him for sure, because he really does seem to be a top target for Lane Kiffin and his staff. So keep an eye on him there. Do also want to remind you guys about our friends at College Corner. Make sure you check out their locations, Ridgeland, Flowood, and of course the Oxford Commons. It's a perfect time to check out their sale items as well and get your favorites right now on the cheap, because summer is here. So maybe that hoodie that you might not wear until the fall, maybe it's on sale. And also click the link in our bio. Help us out by using that specific link to College Corner. We appreciate their support of us. They had a great event with Ben Garrett there, checking out what they were doing on Double Decker weekend with Austin Simmons and the whole crew over there. Great event. Appreciate their support of the Ole Miss Spirit as well. So make sure you check out College Corner and click the link in our bio, please, when you do it. So thanks to their support, we're able to bring you guys some good deals on some Ole Miss swag. Do want to highlight a couple of prospects that are going to get seen or have been seen by the staff already this week. Did report at the Ole Miss Spirit. And you can, here's the thing. This is, again, where you go back to being a hardcore recruit, Nick. If you want to know where the coaches are day in, day out, you got to sign up for the Ole Miss Spirit. OleMissSpirit.com. It's just $1 to join us. We're going all out on trying to find out where these coaches are, what they're doing, who they're seeing. Well, Nolan Wilson, one of the best prospects in the entire country, right at Picayune Memorial down there in Mississippi, has really been a top target for Randall Joyner, Pete Golding, this entire staff. And he got a visit from the staff this week. He's a top 50 overall prospect for On3, number 3 defensive lineman in the country, 4th-ranked prospect in the state of Mississippi. He is somebody that they are pushing for in a big way, and the Rebels sit in a good position there. I know you can see some things out there. You know, we saw some updates from, I believe, Chad Simmons or Steve Wiltfong had one lately, but it really, yeah, it was Chad Simmons. Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss, you've got Texas, Texas A&M, USC, you've got all these different schools, but he continues to maintain that Ole Miss is recruiting him to the hardest. And that is, if you want to read tea leaves in terms of priority to keep him home, that's what you should read into. He's got Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss, and USC official visits. He doesn't plan to make a decision until the fall or maybe even after his senior season. So keep an eye on this one. It's going to play out the long haul, it seems like. But Nolan Wilson, make no mistake, is a huge, huge target for Randall Joyner, Pete Golding, the whole crew. They'll also go see this week another top target who's going to take an official visit. That's Landon Barnes out of Duncanville High School. in the state of Texas, one of the top talent-producing programs in the country. Landon Barnes has been a huge riser. He was a top performer for us at the Under Armour Dallas camp, and he really has turned into one of the most sought-after prospects since that moment. He's really blown up with offers. You can see here, if you're watching on YouTube, a couple clips from the camp. He was really able to show his speed off the edge. He's still developing, still a little raw, but has that physicality that you want. SMU just hosted him for an official visit. Arizona State has hosted him as well. And then he's got a busy summer. He's got Washington. He's got Ole Miss, Georgia, and Ohio State. LSU is a school he wants to fit in there. Texas is a school he just got offered by that wants to fit him in for an official as well. So keep a close eye on Landon Barnes. Staff is going to go see him this week. And then finally, got to highlight the big dog, Deuce Gerald's out of Collins Hill in Suwanee, Georgia. The Ole Miss legacy prospect. He's got his spring game, I believe, on Friday. The staff is expected to be out there seeing him. Top 100 prospect. Huge, huge priority for Randall Joyner. This one is really kind of trending towards being an Ole Miss-Ohio State battle. Maybe LSU a little bit. Maybe a couple other schools. That could, I don't want to say you go a bunch of directions, but that's the thing with these defensive line prospects, especially the high-end ones, is they can really become wild recruitments. Ole Miss is hoping that this one stays relatively low-key for the most part. And they're going to get him locked in for his official visit. LSU just hosted him. Oklahoma just hosted him. Ohio State just hosted him. Oregon just hosted him. They are working on this one. This might be, you know, him and Nolan Wilson play different positions. Priority one, priority 1A, 1B, whichever one you want to shift him into. I get the feeling that's where it's at with Deuce Gerald's. So keep a close eye on him. The staff's going to go see him this week. So with that, guys, I think we're going to wrap up this edition of the Ole Miss Spirit podcast. We've got the Talk of Champions up for another edition later this week with Ben Garrett coming back and looking forward to that. But make sure you guys reach out to our friends at Riverland Roofing. Everything we do is powered by them. We appreciate their support. You can text or call them at 662-644-4297. Today, riverlandroofing.com. This has been a solo recruiting heavy edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Billy Embody. Hope you guys will join us next time. We'll be back live with Ben Garrett here later this week. So hope you guys have a great Wednesday. We'll catch you guys next time.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.